Well, it's been a dozen years or more since the U.S. faced that series of problems that threatened to destroy our honeybee industry. Scientists still have not solved the problem, but they found a lot of things that have helped. One effort is to breed a stronger, healthier bee that can survive elements that started all this problem. I don't get many of the details, but I do get frequent dispatches on progress and what is still being done to end the purge. Now, most of my information comes from California because that's where so many farmers with so many different crops depend on bees to pollinate those crops. You got to remember now that the bees need the crops just as much as the crops need the bees. It's an amazing story, and one that isn't likely to end this year. One grower put it this way: if you eat, you should be interested. I guess that says it all. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.